Now to get the latest in the world of greyhounds.
The green light's on and the lure rolls. They're set.
Let's get into the week's greyhound news. Racing Pulse gets the latest from Jason Adams.
It's a big weekend coming up in greyhound racing all around Australia. The Golden Eastern Easter Egg semis. We've got the launching pad as well. How are you, Jace?
Well, thanks, Michael. And enjoying, as you said, a very good period of racing with the Shepparton Cup on Saturday. Just gone, and now we build up to the second round of the Golden Easter Egg and the launching pad. So, yeah, lots to hone in on and enjoy.
I heard Matt Nevitt and Georgie Ferrugia yesterday declaring that Victor Damien could be the best greyhound in Australia and one of the best we've ever seen.
He could be the best in Australia at the moment. He's got a long way to go as to the best we've ever seen. But, I mean, quite quickly, if he's to snowball what he's doing at the moment, could be the best we've seen out of South Australia. I mean, it's few and far between that we see these real top-line elite sprinters come out of SA. So for him to do what he's done so far has been huge. If he goes on, he's going to be exactly that, because he was awesome in his heat on Saturday night, 29-34. They do not go much quicker than that at Wentworth Park. So the box draws for the semi-finals aren't too far away. They're not out yet, but I'd expect in the next couple of hours they'll be hot off the press. But no matter where he's drawn, he looks to be one of those dogs that he's just good and he just finds a way to get the job done. So he's understandably the favourite for the Golden Easter Egg Series. And I guess another big name heat winner on Saturday was She's a Pearl. But I thought she was pretty lacklustre, to be honest. I mean, she won. It was classy in the way that she did it. But she's gone 10 lengths slower than Victor Damon. So not only with her, but even others out of that heat, whether it's Baby JC or alike, it's a sigh of relief to get through the next week, because they've got to improve on that to be in the same sort of winning contention and bracket as Victor Damien and Lend Me Dad, the local up there too, who was also very good. So, yeah, it's a mouth-watering set of semi-finals this Saturday night, and really looking forward to the fields coming out soon.
So do we take the $5, Victor Damien, now for the all-in final?
I don't think it's under the odds. I mean, I think last week it was probably $7 or something like that. So to not get much of a haircut after being so impressive in his heat, yeah, I don't think that's under the odds. Outside of him, I mean, you've got to go searching for value straight away. And it's probably one that I don't mind. Landon Vale is $34, and he's actually drifted from the price that he was before the heat last week. And he was just a host of runners out of the Delridge camp that were going up there, having their first look at the track. So naturally, you'd expect there's plenty to come from that. I didn't think his run was too bad either. So from a value point of view, probably Landon Bale at 34, but I wouldn't turn anyone off wanting to hone in on the $5 of Victor Damien.
What about the launching pad tomorrow at Sandown?
Yeah, semi-finals tomorrow night. So the top two from each of these four semis will advance to the final next Thursday night. And we saw some ripping performances in the heats last Thursday. I mean, the top two opened up in outrageous fashion. Blue Demon was good running down Starline Express. Zara Marnie then followed up going 29-17. And following that, it was kind of a bit messy for a few heats, where there was a bit of argy-bargy. There was a heat one in slow time. But, ripping semi-finals. So looking forward to those. There's some of the big names that line up in each of them. Semi-final number one is going to be a great battle between arguably two of the most impressive last week in Starline Express and Zara Marnie. Semi number two, Blue Demon, Trappeteers, that's going to be great. Semi three, Meteor Manelli probably highlights that. And semi final number four, probably the best of them from a race point of view. Al's Entity, Hector Fawley, Trappeteers, they're super quick dogs and don't have a stack of pace. So that's going to be really interesting. Of course, not only the four semi finals tomorrow night, but also the three heats of the runway. That's the consolation series, and some of the sharper ones that were stiff last week step back out again. And a couple well-drawn too in Magic Muffin and Big Energy. So big night from a launching pad point of view. Of course, it culminates with the final next Thursday. Huge night on track here at Sandown. Got a Ed Sheeran and Robbie Williams tribute show. So every reason to get down next Thursday night.
Give me one good winner, one good thing.
Well, the same one we went with last week. Starline Express, he can't go better than what he did last week. And I felt sick that he got beat, because he was huge. He puts together the same thing again, it'd be criminal if he gets rolled. So race five, number four, Starline Express tomorrow night at Sandown.
Race five, number four, it is $2.30. Get on now, start shorter than that.
I don't know if you get too much shorter than that. I mean, Harris Skipper and Zara Marnie are going to take up a bit of that market percentage. But, yeah, I think if he replicates what he did last week, good luck to him. He was so stiff to be beaten. If he goes again, then, yeah, he'd be even stiffer to get beaten this time around.
Good on you, Jace. Have a great week.
You too, Michael. Thanks.